This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Greetings from New York City, where SBJ's Media Innovators event continues today. Attendees will hear from NBC Sports' Pete Bevacqua and Yahoo Sports' Joanna Lambert, among others, during day two of the program. Look for highlights and videos on sportsbusinessjournal.com, as well as a recap from day one. It's great to have college basketball back on the sports menu. The only upset from Tuesday night was number 25 Virginia losing at home to Navy. And the only other top 25 team to lose was number 10 Kentucky, which dropped a 79-71 decision to number 9 Duke in an entertaining nightcap of the State Farm Champions Classic at Madison Square Garden. Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 10th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. MetalArk Media CEO John Skipper closed day one of Media Innovators here in New York, and he was unfiltered, to say the least. Make sure you check out some of his best lines in last night's edition of SBJ Unpacks. But Skipper also dove into the financials of the company that he and Dan Le Batard started earlier this spring, saying the specific deal with DraftKings is a little bit unique. Skipper explained that he did not license the show to DraftKings, who took the title sponsorship and is selling the ad inventory. Skipper called MetalArk's first look deal with Apple an interesting trade-off. He said, quote, "If you do a first look deal, you to some extent are captive at one place. But you're not really, because you take the content they don't buy, nobody can buy everything, and travel on. But you do give up the auction," unquote. Skipper said the Apple deal is MetalArk's third source of funding after the DraftKings deal and the nearly $15 million of Series A funding completed in the spring. Invesco's new digital program on financial literacy as part of its NCAA corporate partnership is geared toward college athletes interested in learning about investing, saving, and credit. But Invesco's chief marketing and analytics officer, Emily Pachuta, wanted a title and programming that spoke the language of a 20-year-old. That's why Invesco entitled it How Not to Suck at Money, complete with colorful animated characters. It's an approach that Invesco worked on with its agency 160 over 90 after scores of interviews with college students. The NCAA wasn't exactly convinced at first. The title How Not to Suck at Money was a little too edgy, according to Pachuta. The NCAA didn't veto it, but it did ask Invesco to include other titles in its focus groups. The research showed How Not to Suck at Money was the overwhelming favorite for the financial literacy programming. We should all aspire to that sentiment, regardless of age. Yesterday, we talked about NFL fans and crypto. Today, it's the NBA's turn, as FTX's 19-year, $135 million arena naming rights deal with the Heat is arguably the country's highest-profile blockchain partnership to date. NBA fans are among the most likely of U.S. sports fans to have bought or intend to soon buy cryptocurrency and NFTs. That's according to new Nielsen Fan Insights data examined by our David Broughton. The data comes from Nielsen's survey of 15,000 respondents aged 16 to 69, completed from March to September. In total, 4.2% of NBA fans currently use a crypto trading platform like FTX to manage their crypto investments. Among the leagues tracked in the study, only MLS fans had a higher rate of adoption at 5.5%. Around 3.1 million NBA fans currently have investments in blockchain products or assets like crypto or NFTs. Liberty Media Chair John Malone, Discovery's biggest shareholder, is touting the planned mega merger of Discovery and AT&T's Warner Media as the $43 billion deal awaits regulatory approval. Malone spoke on Tuesday at the Paley Center's International Council Summit virtual event and said that there were challenges in such big deals, but that he was optimistic. Malone argued that the cost and revenue synergies of the deal will easily exceed $3 to $4 billion a year. When questioned about the debt load of the merged firm, Malone said that with low interest rates, strong free cash flows and synergies, things should play out well. He said, quote, "This will still be a relatively huge free cash flow generator." The USC-Cal football game on Saturday has been rescheduled for December 4th because of COVID-19 cases among the Golden Bears. after the Pac-12 granted Cal's request to avoid a forfeit. USC agreed to reschedule the game as its season finale after a slew of new positive cases left Cal without enough eligible players for this Saturday. Under Pac-12 forfeiture rules updated ahead of the season, any game a team is unable to play would be deemed a loss and a conference win for their opponent. But for USC, there was no consideration of accepting a win via forfeit. The Trojans still need two wins to earn bowl eligibility this season. Saturday's game is the first COVID-19-related postponement of the season at the Power 5 level. The new Greg Norman-led Strategic Golf Venture is adding three more executives to its ranks. Will Steger, who for 25-plus years has worked in media rights and production at ESPN, WWE, and Endeavor, among other properties, has been named Chief Media Officer. Slugger White is the property's VP of Rules and Competition Management. He previously served as the PGA Tour's rules official for 40 years before retiring from his position in mid-August. And Jane McNeil will be the VP of Communications. McNeil previously worked for 7 years at the Greg Norman Company as the head of communications. A week ago, LIV Golf also added Sean Bratches, formerly of F1, as Chief Commercial Officer, and Ron Cross as Chief Events Officer. Ross previously worked at the PGA Tour running events. We'll end on a quick programming note. Shaquille O'Neal joins the Marchand and Moran Sports Media podcast this week in an episode that's available today. You can subscribe and listen at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Wednesday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.